I know that it's the beginning of the year. I know that you may have already given up. I know that you may not have already given up. But guess what? Whether the latter or the before, you still can do this. You still can accomplish it. You can still be the best version of yourself, physically and mentally. Let's talk about it.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling, fantastic, beautiful face. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're doing it and hope you're crushing it. Let's talk about this. Here's what I want to do. I want you to think about the best you've ever felt. I want you to think about the best shape that you've ever been in. And I want you to think about those things right now. So if you're driving, if you're at home, if you're listening to me, just seated there, I want you to think about the best you've ever felt, the best you've ever looked. I want you to put that visual into your brain. I want you to think about that right now. I'm going to give you about 5 seconds. So think about it. Moment of 5 seconds of silence. Can you do it? Was it hard? Isn't it crazy when you get silent? It's almost awkward because we don't allow ourselves to imagine or vision or dream. So even 5 seconds seems like an eternity, but it's not. So I want you to think about that. So that's something that's a big deal, because I want you to put on that thinking cap a little bit more, and I want you to think about the habits that you were doing. You might have been in your 20s, you might have been in your 30s, you might have been in your 40s, your 50s, I don't know how old you were. You might have had kids, you might have been married, you might have not been married, I don't know. But that's up to you. That's your life. What were you doing? And so what we're going to do is I want you to replicate that. I want you to think about the habits that you did. Were you exercising 3 days a week, 4 days a week, 5 days a week? Were you walking? Were you eating right? Was your job different? All of those things matter, because they're part of what you do. Also, at the same time, did you get out of your habits? Did you break your habits? Did you stop going to the gym? I saw a lady yesterday at the gym, and I said, man, good to see a stranger. And she was like, yeah, man, I got out of the routine. I stopped coming. It's even harder to start, blah, 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 blah. You know, all those blah, blah, blahs, the excuses, because she got out of the habit. Yeah, you may not look the best that you want to look right now. Yeah, you may not feel the best you want to feel right now, because you've allowed things to get in your way. You have allowed your habits to stop. So we got to readjust. We got to think about those things. We got to go ahead and say, you know what? Enough with the excuses, and I'm going to start eating right. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start these things. And when I fail, I'm not going to stop. When I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see after a day, I'm not going to stop. And you know who you are. You know that you do that. So you got to stop that. You got to stop the negative self-talk. You got to stop those things. You got to be a positive influence. You got to be a positive leader. You got to be those things. I think about it every time when I go into the gym. And if people saw me being down, which I'm not a very down person, that's just not my personality to begin with. And I know that's probably not yours either, because you're listening to me. But I'm not a very down, like, oh, woe me. Oh, goodness. Whoa. My life is just terrible. You know, Eeyore, oh, my life, it doesn't matter. I'm not that type of personality, and I hope you're not too. So if you go into a place and you're smiling, I tried this the other day. I was walking, I forgot where I was, but I was walking through like where it's kind of awkward, like a hallway. Where was I? I can't remember exactly, but I was walking through and I remember, you know what I'm going to try today? I'm going to smile at everybody that I see. I'm going to make eye contact. It's like that awkward elevator type of scenario. So I'm just gonna make eye contact and see what people do. It's funny when you make eye contact and you smile at people, they do it right back to you, because it's almost awkward, but it's pretty cool. So try it. If you're walking through a place or you're part of something, smile at people, see what happens, because smiling changes everything. Smiling changes your mood. Smiling kind of eases people, because you just smile at them. Don't do it awkwardly. Don't do it weird. But just smile. Just give them a quick little head nod, something that just acknowledges their existence. Because I think sometimes we forget that we're people. We forget that and we think that we're robots, but we're not. People want to succeed. I want you to succeed. It makes me happy when I see you succeeding. So think about that next time. Just think about it. That's just a quick little tip, little Fitbit. Fitbit. This is not sponsored by Fitbit, by the way. But so what are some things that you need to start doing? Well, first off, you got to know how many calories that you're intaking if you're wanting to lose weight. You got to know how many calories that you're intaking. You got to know that the amount of calories matters. It does. From your lattes to your meals at lunch to your snacks at night, all those calories matter in you losing weight. So you got to adjust those calories. So if you don't feel good right now, it needs to start with what's your nutrition, the nutrition that's going into your body. As I was getting my teeth cleaned the other day by the dental hygienist, she was talking about how she doesn't have time to exercise. She doesn't have this. And I literally stopped and I said, well, it sounds like you don't really want to do it. It sounds like that you don't really care that much about exercise. That's what it sounds like, because if you did, you would do it. And she kind of was like, what? You're right. Because it's true. If you really wanted something bad enough, that you would go after it. You would do it. Think about those times. I mean, people forget that you have done this before, that you have accomplished things before. You just have to apply it. It's all the same. Everything in your life is the same. If I want to be more spiritual, if I want to be better and acquainted with the Lord Jesus, guess what I got to do? I got to read the Bible more. I got to go to church more. I got to get into a small group more. I got to do those things. If I want to lose weight, guess what I got to do more of? I got to eat well more. I got to make better decisions in the weight room. I got to crush my workouts. I can't make excuses. If I want to be a better parent, guess what I got to do? I got to ask my kids questions. I got to spend time with them. I got to know how to speak to them. All those things go hand in hand. Everything. Are you sleeping? Are you actually sleeping? Because that's when the magic happens. Are you stressing less? Are you drinking your water and staying away from the sugary drinks? All those things, everything, all of it matters. It all matters. But at the end of the day, you got to figure out if it's important to you. Because if it's not important to you, you're not going to do it. Right? So that's just a quick little tidbit. I just want to come to you this morning and say, you got this. You can do it. You can accomplish anything. It's only 7 minutes of anything, right? You can do 7 minutes of anything. So get out there. Start. Just start exercising. Grab a kettlebell. Swing it a couple times. Do some push-ups. Do some sit-ups. Go for a run, a walk, a jog, whatever. Look at that. There's your workout. But people make it too. It's like has to be stressful. It's got to be exciting. No, just get it done. Just get it done. All right. Check me out everywhere. I'm everywhere. Hope you enjoyed this sick beat. Gotta go.